Let's bring him in now, Pat Pagano. Hey, Pat, good morning.
Hello, and how are you?
Good. I'm looking at the radar. I'm looking at the hurricane, where the rain shield has really gone in farther than I thought it would. But the coastal sections there with high tides must be getting hammered about now.
I'm sure they are. There's so many warnings out, I can't even begin to list them for the Carolinas, not for us, of course. And, of course, Dorian intensified again. He's back up to a Category 3 hurricane, 115-mile-per-hour winds, 75 miles south of Charleston, and will move along the coastline of the Carolinas and then outward to our south. I don't think the rain from Dorian will reach here, but it could reach, you know, southern up into central Connecticut tomorrow. And, of course, eastward out to Cape Cod. So today we'll have sun and some clouds. The clouds are part of Dorian, mid-70s. Partly cloudy tonight, 50 to 55. Cloudy and windy Friday, 65 to 70. Now for Saturday, variable cloud cover with a shower. I think it's going to be very spotty, mid-70s. And for Sunday, I'll have partly sunny. I'm thinking along the lines it's going to be more clouds and sun again with highs in the mid-70s. So if I had to characterize the weekend in one word, it would be cloudy.
How about the word unsettled?
Yeah, but I don't think there's going to be too much rain around over the weekend.
Right. You know, the more I look at those pictures from the Bahamas, geez, it's amazing.
It really is. As someone put it yesterday, they said, it looks as though one large tornado swooped over the island.
It's just absolutely amazing, because it's not that it's a huge island, but it's when you look from one end to the other, and there's not very many high places, it's just, you say to yourself, gosh, that's amazing. That's amazing.
It really is. It's scary. It's a very scary thing to have to go through. I remember during Sandy how scary it was. Remember, Sandy was barely a Cat 1, and this was a Cat 5 when it arrived at the Bahamas.
And Sandy didn't hang out for 24 hours in one place.
That, thank goodness for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what makes this other thing even worse, is that damn, it 150-mile-an-hour wind sat over one place for 24 hours? Nothing. Yeah, you can make the most hurricane-proof house in the world. What can withstand 150-mile-an-hour winds over the course of 18 to 24 hours?
I don't think anything. Huh? Anything at all. And, you know, it's interesting because I have to research this, but I got a small video yesterday from one of the friends that we met on the cruise, and they were continuing down to Romania, and then they were going to Ireland. And he sent me a video yesterday, because he knows I'm a meteorologist, from Ireland, where he could barely stand. He said the wind in Ireland was 60 miles an hour. And of course, it wasn't from Dorian. So they must be having a big storm there, because it was blowing him all over the place. And that was in Ireland. So, you know, we're not the only ones going through this. But I do want to bring your attention to this magazine that's in front of me called Things You Never Knew Existed. And on the front cover, ladies and gentlemen, I have a T-shirt for says Marines. I have one that says the Trump border wall, mafia spies. And on the left side, it says he's a foot long. Godzilla.
Okay, where's this?
Page 32. He said it's a foot long, so I guess here it is right here. The world's famous. Okay, he is 12 inches high and 6 inches long. Godzilla.
Does it look like Godzilla?
And not the one that you know, the old one. The old Godzilla.
Oh, okay.
And it's, they want for $34.
$34?
Yes. I'll take a picture with my phone and send it to you.
Pat, your Godzilla you sent
yes.
me? that's got a prominent place, featured right here in my studio.
So that's all you really need, right?
Yeah, I've got that, and this Godzilla looks like the current Godzilla.
All right, right. So that's all you need. So I'll ignore this for the meantime.
Yes.
I went to the surgeon yesterday. You know, he told me to come back for a checkup.
Yep.
And I sit on the chair, and she puts the bib on me. And I looked at her. I said, isn't this a checkup? She goes, yes. I said, okay. And then he walks in. How you doing, Pat? Fine, Dr. Fisher. He goes, let's take a look. So he looks. He goes, very good. He says, gums are nice and pink and everything. And then he goes to his assistant. He goes, oh, we need the, this, I think what he said, mud caps. So what now? And I see him go over to get the swab out.
Yeah.
I said, oh, no. I said, Dr. Fisher, I'm not getting more needles. He goes, no. This is a gel just to numb the gum a little. I said, now what? And he started laughing. He said, three of the caps that I screwed in, these are not teeth caps. They're like flat caps. They keep the gum from going over the socket.
Yeah.
He said, are a little too short. I have to take those out and replace them with longer ones. I said, is this going to hurt? He said, no. It took 5 minutes. They were in and out in 5 minutes. And he told me, he said, Pat, as soon as you feel that your gums are not sore, get to the dentist, get to Anna, and she will begin working on putting in the permanent teeth.
There
you
go.
I said, hallelujah. And he turned around to his tech and he said, this is one of the most underrated patients I have ever, ever had in my life. He said, never complained, hardly had any pain. He said, his picture should be on our card.
So now how many teeth are they putting in?
They're going to put in a whole bunch. The entire top.
Wow.
Entire top. Yeah.
Well, like I said, you'll be happy when it's all over, and you'll be really happy once everything's settled down and you can.
And I could enjoy it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you remember this started in May.
Just don't get any fistfights where somebody can punch you in the mouth.
Yes. And real quick, I'm sitting home watching the news last night, folks. It's the only opportunity I get at 6:30 to watch the news, and I'm watching the news, and I hear him say. See what President Trump said about this hurricane tracking chart.
Yeah.
And I've got my attention. I said, now what? So I look at it. They said, earlier last week, President Trump warned Alabama of getting hit with Hurricane Dorian.
Yeah.
And he holds up the chart. And there's the cone showing the track. And after the cone, there's like a second circle.
That they added on. Yeah, that they added on.
But it looks like, yeah, it looks like it was done with a Sharpie.
Yeah.
And this is what he shows. And immediately the Hurricane Center tweeted, Alabama will not be affected.
Yeah.
So then he shows this whole thing from the White House. Yes, and here's the cone going to Alabama, blah, 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 blah. And then I think yesterday they asked him, they said, "And what about this story? With Alabama and the cone and everything like that. I don't know anything about it.
I know. And he held the thing up, yeah. The National Weather Service absolutely refuted it and said that, you know. And they were really upset that somebody in the White House changed an official document that they had sent out.
That, you know, that's fraud.
Yeah. It's pretty amazing. You just don't know why they did it. I mean, geez. I mean,
now I have to be extra careful weather wise.
Yes. Yes, you do.
I have to be very careful.
All right. Well, I want you to be careful, but not so careful that you miss tomorrow.
No, I will miss tomorrow. And if you're lucky, you may actually have the fall forecast on your desk.
Okay. I'll check with you tomorrow.
Okay, Marjorie.
Take care, Pat.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning at the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.